Okay, we're having an all music trivia night. Basically, all it is you have to name the artist and the name of the song. That's all you have to do. Chris LeGros gives you about a 7 to 13 second sound bite, and he gives you 30 seconds to identify the name of the song and the artist.
And what does he play? The little Jeopardy theme song in between?
Yeah, it's the Jeopardy theme song. It drives people crazy when he plays that because they're trying to think of the name of the song and they can't think of it and listen to the Jeopardy tune at the same time. So it drives them crazy.
Well, having participated in the last one, Greg, I know that it's a real fun event. This is what, your third one that
this
you're
doing? This is our third one, yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Tell our listeners how it supports the Great Balloon Race. What does it take to put something like that on in a community of our size?
Oh, my gosh. A lot of money. That's basically the bottom line. It takes a lot of money because the insurance, the propane costs, the porta potties, everything. I mean, everything that we have to buy for the race, this helps support that.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and I, you know, maybe people may or may not be familiar with the Great Balloon Race. It's about 3 days of, hopefully, flights.
Yeah.
But even if you don't have flights, Greg, you still have to do all the rest, right? The propane, the insurance, the porta-potties.
Yeah, you still have to have that stuff. I mean, the people still come out to the park. So.
Yeah.
And hopefully a lot of people come out to the mm-hmm. park to enjoy our park. We've got a lot of events that go on out at the race other than the balloons. So, you know, the people should come out if, even if we don't get to fly, there's a lot of activities out there for kids to do. Mm-hmm. And we've always got the Galesburg Civic Arts Center coming out mm-hmm. and helping us out there. They do crafts with the kids.
A lot of good food, I know, is always
a lot of good vendors. Mm-hmm. Just there's a lot to do when, other than the balloon race.
Yeah, because And usually, sometimes they can't fly, but there can still be a night glow, right? I mean, it all
Absolutely.
Depends on...
Yeah. Just because we don't get to fly, that doesn't mean we don't get to do the night glow. The winds usually calm down after sunset, so we usually get to do a night glow, mm-hmm. even though we don't get to fly.
Yeah.
So...
Ultimately, you're hoping for that year, I'm sure, Greg, where all four flights go, right?
Yeah, I think we've only done that once, but... we'd like to do it again. It's mm-hmm. it's a lot of fun when we get to fly. The morning flights aren't as important. I mean, I can't say that because there are people that come out for the morning flights. But
they're early.
Yeah, I mean.
But they're cool to see in the morning.
Yeah, it's 6 o'clock in the morning. So,
mm-hmm. Is there a reason for that in particular, or is it just the wind speed?
It's the thermals that come off the earth. You know, when you look down a road and you see mm-hmm. the waves
yes.
coming off the road.
Yeah.
Those are thermals. When that gets underneath a balloon, it tends to lift a balloon, and mm-hmm. you don't know whether when you're hitting the burner, whether it's you doing the lifting or it's the thermals doing mm-hmm. the lifting. And once you get over the road and into a grassy area, you drop like a rock, just because you don't have the heat going into the balloon.
Mm-hmm. So you want to do it earlier because they're not there yet?
You want to do it early in the morning because the earth hasn't had a chance to heat
up. Warm up yet.
Gotcha. And you do it 2 hours before sunset because the earth has had a chance to cool off. So that's why a balloon can only fly first thing in the morning and 2 hours mm-hmm. before sunset.
I was going to say, it's rare if you see one anytime during the day unless it's some other place or some other place in the nation where the atmosphere or the conditions are right for
usually
it.
The middle of winter is a good time to
no kidding.
To fly. Yeah. Because you don't have the thermals.
I don't see you in the middle of winter.
I've been up in March.
Have you?
Yeah.
Wow.
I've got pictures of Galesburg, flying over Galesburg with snow on the ground.
No kidding.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. It's really pretty.
It's got to be beautiful.
It's a lot of fun. And
I mean, I've seen you in the early spring. All of a sudden, I'll be mm-hmm. looking up, and you're headed over the house or something. So,
and all the fields are landing spots because there's no crops in the fields.
Right.
And you see a lot more because you have a white background. So you see all the deer and the pheasant and the foxes and all that stuff in the middle of winter.
Yeah.
So
I never even thought about it. You would, of course. But
oh, yeah.
Yeah. Awesome. All right, so let's get back to the trivia night. It benefits the Great Balloon Race. Greg brings balloonists from all around the area and even from states far away to participate on the last weekend in July. And this year is no exception. They'll be launching balloons again, hopefully, fingers mm-hmm. crossed, but they will have the event. So tell us about Saturday night. This is Saturday, April 2nd. This is this coming Saturday night.
This Saturday night.
You'll have to come to see if you can defeat the you know, the winning
defending
team.
Defending champ, which you're talking, I'm talking with her. So they had a really good team
we
last
We did. We
last
did.
Time
we had a really good team. That's not my doing. That's the team's doing. But
yeah, we've got about 20 teams.
Awesome.
Pretty much signed up already.
Mm-hmm. Room and, for more, I hope.
Oh, absolutely. We've always got room for more. We would like to have you sign up before, but, you know, if you decide to come at the last minute and want to come to our event Saturday at the Knights of Columbus, you're more than welcome to come. Doors open at 6 and the trivia starts at 7. We've got DJ Chris LeGros coming back again.
Yeah, he just did a marvelous job when I was there the last time in October. I was like, wow, Chris, that's awesome. He and his son put everything together, and it was pretty cool. So,
yeah,
this is a different type of trivia. So if you like music and or you think you know your music, it's really fun.
Even
if you don't, it's really fun.
We still haven't got Kent signed up yet.
Uh-oh, Kent Krieghauser?
Yeah.
Word is out. There you go.
Yeah.
Right.
He'd be great on a team. He's a very knowledgeable person of music.
Yeah. And, you know, from being there the last time, I know that Chris, you know, runs the gamut. We're not talking all country. We're not talking all rock. We are talking about a broad spectrum of well-known songs that he plays and maybe about 10 to 20 seconds of it, and you got to guess it. It was a lot of fun. So that's fun to...
Everything from the late 40s to present. I mean, he runs the whole gamut.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
He's got every kind of music in his computer.
I know. In the mood to Uptown Funk, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. Almost something like that. Anyway, everything benefits the Great Balloon Race. This event is Saturday at the Knights of Columbus, coordinated by Greg Saul and his wife, Jackie. And I think the KFCs usually has food for
Oh, yeah. They've got food that they serve. And
Greg, always appreciate your time. Good luck on Saturday night.